You're listening to episode 244 of the FitsPro podcast, and today we are going over three ways to get leads from Instagram or email. Really, it's both. So I'm going to give you three ways today to get people either in your DMs on Instagram, talk with them in the DMs, get them from the DMs to your mailing list, etc., etc. Maybe you've heard some of the things, maybe not. Hopefully today's episode makes them very actionable for you and takes some weight off of finding leads in the online space. So if that is for you, without further ado, let's dive in. The FitsPro podcast is your no BS approach to seeking out truth in the world that is online health and fitness. You'll see through the lens of the trainer, the trainee, and the entrepreneur. I'm your host, Annie Miller, certified strength and conditioning specialist, entrepreneur, lover of sleep, lattes, and dinosaurs, aka not your average FitsPo. And my aim is to help you grow your mind, body, and business through knowledge and authenticity so that you too can become a FitsPro. Oh man, who doesn't want more leads in the online space, right? People tell you all the time, like, there's whatever, billions of people in the world, and all you have to do is get five of them. And that just makes you be like, but why is it so hard to get five of them? So hopefully today's episode is helpful for you. If you are an online health and fitness professional, please do check out my free workshop. It is called Your Biz Your Way, 3 steps to build a profitable online health and fitness business. If that's something you want, it's free. Go watch it. I will upsell you to FitsPro Foundations, which is my online course. It also is eligible for CEUs through many organizations for the business development piece of your health and fitness professional. The course is now also eligible for CEUs through many organizations. So be sure to check that out if that's something that you are interested in. Very passionate over here about the money that you spend in building your business. And if you can get CEUs through your certified accrediting, whatever organization, I want that for you. So be sure to check that out. Go to the show notes and the link for the free webinar is there. So if you know me, you know I love Instagram. And I do think that Instagram is the fastest way to build an audience who trusts you and will buy from you. You also know that I am a lover of email marketing, and I think that is where most of your sales should come from eventually. Today, we discuss three ways to get leads or create warmer leads and turn them into customers from your online audience, specifically on Instagram. All of these can be applied through social media or email marketing. So keep a very open mind in listening to these and apply them however it makes sense for you, whatever platforms you're on, whatever you're planning for the rest of this year. So number one is what I am very biased towards because it's how I built my one-on-one roster and filled out my one-on-one roster. Anytime I get asked about how did I build out my one-on-one, this topic comes up. And it is using client case studies and sharing just generally the behind the scenes of your coaching, of your process, onboarding, assessing, etc. Obviously, I see through the lens of strength training and program design because that is my bread and butter, but please do try to take this and apply it to whatever your area of focus is within the health and fitness field. So for me, this looked like I would be doing True Coach check-ins or program design. I would get done with a client check-in, whatever. I would show my audience a movement pattern or an issue that I was working on with a client, either from an assessment standpoint, or maybe they've been training with me for 6 months and we're working on getting past 90 in their squat, finding out why they can't get past 90, et cetera, et cetera. Then I would talk through, specifically in my Instagram stories, about what I was doing, what I did, or what I planned to do with the client. Now, if you don't know your coaching methods, your philosophy, or if you lack confidence in what the frick you are actually doing in the online space, you need to first determine that. But the whole point of doing this is that it puts the person watching the story in the client's shoes, and it shows that person what it might be like to work with you. It showed my audience my coaching method and my philosophy and my approach. And in doing so, it builds awareness with my greater audience about my offer, what I sell, and how I work with clients. And it builds awareness in a very welcoming way. I'm not selling anybody on anything. And it's a very low barrier to entry and highly effective in letting people come behind the scenes of your coaching. So I was already doing the work. I was already doing the client check-ins. I was already writing the program design, making the plan, etc. It was simply one more step to then document that process and share it with my audience. And then at the end, be like, hey, if you have questions, DM me. If you, you know, if this process is appealing to you, then go ahead and apply here. Like, it makes the sharing that whole process, sharing a client case study, sharing the behind the scenes, makes then asking for the direct sale or call to action very easy and very weightless, in my opinion. If you've never done it, I encourage you to do so. It should be very natural. You can also share behind the scenes in other ways. So yes, it can be the actual method that you are using, but it could also be like you had client calls or client conversations, and you can then get in your stories and just educate what I call like mini trainings around general topics that you covered with them. And maybe, you know that if your clients are having these conversations, thoughts, struggles, triumphs, then other people in your audience likely are too. And whether they sign up to work with you or not, they could probably benefit from it. You could also share the onboarding process. So like, hey, I signed up a new client today. This is what their application said. Obviously, you need to follow whatever confidentiality rules you have in place. So keep it general without, or anonymous, et cetera. Nothing that identifies the person. And you could, explain that that is the type of client that you work with. So if you have had similar experiences or whatever, like then you might be a good client for us. It also gives you an opportunity to share kind of how you vet clients. So maybe you get an application that's a terrible fit for you, or that you refer to someone else. You can also share that to make clear that you're not here to just sign anybody, to take anybody's money. That's not what you're about. So again, sharing client case studies, showing behind the scenes of various parts of the process can be a very, very helpful way to get more leads. Obviously, all of this needs to be followed up with a call to action. So getting them to DM you the word X, getting them to click the link, getting them to vote on a poll, getting them to take an action of some kind is very important off the back of doing the client case study or sharing the behind the scenes. That's how we get the lead. The next one is your follow-up. A few of my one-on-one business clients back in the day when I did those in 2021, 2022, etc., they were bosses at this approach, way better than I ever was at following up. I would follow up, but it wasn't my strong suit. Some of my one-on-one business clients were like, they were just so good at it and it worked. So on Instagram specifically, they would keep people who had inquired in one inbox. So either primary or general. So obviously at the time of this episode, there are different places you can put DMs. That wasn't always the case. And they would keep all the other DMs in the other inbox. This obviously takes organization and effort, but it also keeps all of your leads in one place, which I think is, it makes it that much easier to follow up, right? It's 500% worth it if you are still trying to build your roster. If you can get all the people that have inquired to work with you, asked specific questions, maybe they DM you often, put them in one inbox, slide them over, move them to primary, move them to general, wherever you want to keep them. It just then, when you open up one-on-one, or you want to sell something, or you want to check in, or you want to foster that relationship, they're already in one place. It lowers that barrier to entry for you. When it comes to email, this is even more simple, right? You can just star or actually create folders and move people into inquiry folder in a Gmail account. In terms of actually following up, you can follow up on a monthly basis where it's just like a part of the system in your business where you follow up and say, hey, are you interested? Here's a helpful article. Here's a helpful Instagram post in case you missed it. we're always here. Here's the link to apply if it's a good time for coaching, etc. Like, keep it light. Or you can simply reach out to these people when you are actually, in fact, opening spots. It totally depends on your business model. But do not be afraid to follow up. I believe I mentioned on another podcast that I've now hired one or two people for certain tasks simply due to the fact that they followed up with me. People get busy. Sometimes the timing really isn't good, but they have stayed in your ecosystem, and it never hurts to just check in, right? You're not holding these people hostage. You're not making them pay you. If they don't respond, they don't respond. For me, in my opinion, this is possibly just the lowest hanging fruit. If you're looking to sign more clients, don't sleep on the follow-up in Instagram or via email. Number three, and the last thing we're going to go over, is to host something free and then upsell. This takes the most effort, for sure, the most preparation, the most legwork. We most commonly see this in the business world with workshops and masterclasses and webinars and things like that, but it can absolutely be applied to the world of online health and fitness. Can you host a simple challenge, an accountability group, or even a masterclass about goal setting or getting through the holidays or prepping for summer? Think how you can do something bite-sized and give applicable tactics to your prospects that make a difference right now, and then upsell them to some kind of coaching promo. You can capitalize on seasons, like I said, if you're prepping for the holidays, if you're prepping for summer, a season that you know is difficult for people to maybe adhere to their plans or that they're going to have specific goals during. Can you meet them where they are? Provide really, really simple ways for them to make progress, for them to see themselves making progress, how that could happen in that season. And then again, offer them some kind of promo on coaching, or just to apply to work with you. There doesn't even have to be a promo of any kind. But when it does come to the upsell, don't beat around the bush, please. So if you are going to take this approach, create an accountability group, host a challenge, do something along these lines. People appreciate transparency and understanding expectations. So if you're going to upsell them or offer them something more, let them know really early on in the process. Let them know they don't have to, but they are going to get an opportunity to join X at the end of the challenge, whatever. Again, it totally depends on the context that you choose. You have options and you have more leads in your audience than you probably realize. Hopefully, one of these appeals to you as far as maybe implementing a follow-up strategy, maybe sharing more behind the scenes on a weekly basis and then telling people to apply to work with you. Maybe you do want to host a challenge. Maybe community is really important to you, and that makes sense. Like I said, hopefully one of these applies to you or gives you some maybe even different ideas. All three of these ways involve getting people to start a conversation with you, and then you keeping those people somewhere in an organized fashion. If you can get them off Instagram and onto email, or even organized on Instagram, that is going to make the follow-up a lot easier. That's going to give you an idea of actual interested leads versus you just kind of going willy-nilly and talking to 300 people that are in your audience when you want to open coaching. We want to avoid that at all costs. So hopefully this episode was helpful for you. If it was, please give the show 5 stars, leave a written review. If you're not on my main mailing list, check it out. The link is always in the show notes. Until next time, I am Annie Miller. Thank you so much for tuning into the FitsPro podcast.